Hello?
Hello. Hello, is it Jean?
Yes.
Hello, Jean. It's Ben calling from MMA Legal. We've been speaking to, I believe, your sister, Maureen. Maureen Reed.
She passed my phone number on.
Yeah, she had. It's in regards to the Scottish abuse claims. She's asked us to give you a call just to, obviously, get your claim settled, if that's okay, Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, Jean, we just need to ask you a couple of questions, like I say, to determine what happened when you was in the home at the time. Just some normal details, just for, obviously, the actual claim. So just bear with me 2 moments. So, Jean, could you just confirm, I've got the spelling of your name as Jean Morley, is that correct?
Yeah. I've got a middle name, Georgina. I don't really use it, though.
Yeah, we'll put that down for you. So let's get an answer. Jean, J-E-A-N. Georgina, is it G-E-O-R-G-I-N-A, sorry?
Yeah, I think so. Because I say I hardly use it, you know. I just use it like in the middle, if you see what I mean, if it comes up, really.
Yeah, that's understandable. Just because it, obviously they will have it on record, most likely, at the care home.
Yeah.
We'll put it on there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Jean... That's it. Could you just confirm your date of birth, please,
Jean? Sorry, can I just say it's Jean Georgina McLennan. McLean was then, but I used Morley, you know, because I got married, obviously, and Morley's my last name. But I know there's a McLennan in my name.
Yeah, so it's Jean Georgina McLennan Morley. And what was your previous name, did you say?
McLean. McLean was my previous.
McLean. Is it M-C-L-A-N-E?
It's M, the little C's on top, and then the A-L-E-A-N.
Can you spell that out for me again? Sorry, you cut out then, Jean. Do
it's
apologize.
M, and it's the C's on the top. Instead of the C being at the bottom, it's actually on the top. That's the proper name to spell McLean. You know, it's got the little C at the top. You see what I mean? And then it's L-E-A-N.
Okay, no problem. And could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, there, Jean?
23rd, 11th, 52.
Good problem. And the number we're calling you on there, is it always best to get you on this number there, Jean?
On this number, yeah.
This one, no problem, that's fine. Okay. And can you just confirm for me your current address, so where you're living at the moment?
Yeah, it's 11 Church Street, Turriff.
Yeah, no, and what area is that again, sorry?
The Turriff.
How are you spelling that one, Jean?
T-U-R-L... Sorry. No, I've got a bit of dyslexia, so I'll
have a look at it. No worries. Take your time, Jean. No problem at all. If you can confirm your postcode, that'll be fine.
AB534AL.
Yeah, perfect. Just so I can do a search and get the address, you see. Ah, Turriff, T-U-R-R-I-F-F. No problem. Mm-hmm. Let's get that added on there for you. Okay. And an email address for you, Jean?
It's Jean G. Morley.
Yep.
What was it again? Sorry, Gmail. No, not Gmail. Is it email? Email.com.
Email? Email.com?
Yeah. Email.com.
I've never heard that one, to be fair. Is it definitely email, or is it not Gmail, that one?
Sorry?
It's definitely email, yeah? Email.com.
Yeah, I'm sure it's written. I'll just check again. I've got it in my book, so I'll check. I'm sure it is, like...
Yeah,
it's my son that set me up for that one.
Yeah, no worries. And it's Jean G. Morley.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
I'll just have a look here, isn't it? I'll get my glasses.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it's gmail.com, yeah.
Okay, perfect. At gmail.com, good stuff. Yeah. So, Jean G. Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what's your local GP surgery name?
Oh, crikey, I don't know. I think it would be Turriff Health Centre.
Turriff Health Centre. Okay, let's get the address for that one. Bear me a second. Let's have a look. Turriff Health Centre. Is it on Balmere Road, do you know?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, good effect. Okay. Fine. And Jean, how old are you at the moment, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 73.
73. So the good news with that one, Jean, because obviously you're over the age of 68, it means you're going to go as a priority case. So your case will be resolved within the next 6 to 8 weeks, rather than it being 8 to 12 months. So a lot quicker for you. And Jean, could you just confirm for me your parents' name?
It's Jesse and Charles.
Yeah. Is it Jesse Moore?
No, it's Jesse. It would have been Jesse Mackay when she... Mackay when she was single. And then because she got married to my dad, it was McLean then.
Yep. How are you spelling Mackay?
Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
I think it's M-C-K. Mackay. Mackay.
You should be okay with that, to be fair.
Mackay.
And what was your father called, sorry?
Charles.
Charles. Is he Charles Morley? Charles Morley.
He would have been a McLean. As I say, the only reason I'm a Morley is because I was married before, and I still use that name. I don't use my maiden name, if you see what I mean.
Oh, okay, no, understandable there, Jean, that's fine. And Jean, where did you live before you went into care? What was your address at the time? Do you remember?
It was Lower Foyers, but I don't know the address. I'm not sure of the address, but I know it was Lower Foyers up in Inverness.
Lower Foyers. Let's have a look. Okay, we'll just put that down. That shouldn't be a problem. Lower Foyers, Inverness. Okay, and Jean, of course, you've got Maureen. Is that your sister, Maureen Reid?
Yeah.
Can you hear me there, Jean? Is Maureen your sister, yeah? And is Julia Lomax, is that also your sister?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. And what local authority would you want to do? Would it have been Turriff? Turriff local authority?
What's that mean, sorry? What's that actually mean?
Local authority. Like the council you fell under at the time.
Sorry, I'm not sure. But I don't know what that means, sorry.
No, so it's just basically like, for example, the council you live at.
Where, in Inverness, do you mean? Do you mean Inverness? No?
Yeah, it might be Inverness. I'm not too sure. It might be Inverness. We'll put that down for you. And Maureen, what age was you when you went into care?
You mean, no, I'm not really sure.
Just around a rough guess, if you can.
My sister said I was 3, but I can't remember then.
Yeah.
I can't remember then when it was 3 when I did.
Okay.
I would have been 3 when I first went in.
Okay. And do you know what care home it was that you've been in, which one it was?
And then, because the second time we went in, I was a bit older.
Yeah. No problem.
Rosedale.
Do you know when you did... You gone through, love? So you know with that one, Jean, with obviously when you went into when you was 3 years old, when the care home you went in when you was 3 years old, do you know what care home that was?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which one was it there, Jean?
That would have been Rosedean again. That would have been Rosedean.
Rosedean?
Is that
in Inverness?
Yeah, Rosedean in Inverness.
Rosedean Highland House?
Yeah.
I've got it here. I've got it here, actually. It's Rosedean...
Yeah, would have been. Because I don't know the address. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the exact address, you know?
No, that's not a problem. It's fine. Should be okay. I can get the address for you. Let's have a look. So we've got a few. We've got Rosed Care Homes, Inverness. English Care. Shire. Rosedean. Nursing homes. Okay, so it will be that one then. It'll be Rosedean Residential Care Home, I'm guessing. Let's have a look. Okay, monthly. Let's get this on that system for you, guys. Bear me a second. So Rosedean Residential Care Home. Just get the address. Bear me a second. There we go. 20. Was it in, oh, this is in Kent, this one. It wasn't in Kent, was it?
On Kent?
Was it in Inverness. I think I've got the wrong one there, so let's get the right one. Bear me a second. Let's see if this is the one. I don't think that's it either, to be fair. It's definitely Inverness. Let's have a look. And it was Rosedean. Is it R-O-S-E-D-E-N-E?
Uh-huh.
I
should imagine, yeah. As I said, I'm not very good at spelling, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm very dyslexic in that sense.
No, I do apologise, but I'm asking you a lot of questions there, Dean, so I do apologise. Let's try and find this look at our locations. Rose, Dean, let's see where this one is.
No, not at all. No, that's fine.
Yeah, let's see where Rose Dean is. So I've got one here, it says, Rose Dean Children's Home. Now, that's most likely the one. Just trying to find the address, really.
Yeah.
A tricky one. Rosedean, let's have a look. Our locations. Let's just try that. Rosedean Children's Home, Inverness. It must have been Rosedean Highland House, so we'll put that down because it's going up to Drummond Crescent, Inverness. Let's have a look.
Right.
Was it like an old church kind of building?
As I say, I can't remember the actual address.
Yeah. No, understand. It's been quite a few years. It's understandable that. Don't worry about that.
No, it was like... Yeah, no, not really. I'll tell you what it was like. I'll tell you what it was. Sorry, I'll tell you... Yeah, I'll tell you what it was before. I'll let you know what it was before, because my older sister, she's passed away now, but she said it was for mums having babies in there. It was a hospital before.
Ah, okay. It may be this one. We'll put this one down because...
My older sister was saying, you know, years ago she was saying, but she's passed away now.
Ah, let's see. So Rosedean Highland House... 2 Drummond Crescent. Let's put this down for you. Okay, and if you can't get in touch with yourself, or you know something does happen there at all, who would you like, you know, the compensation to go to if you can't get it yourself? So who would you like to use as your next of kin?
Well, I would like to go to my daughter.
Yeah.
Angela.
My daughter. Same surname as yourself. Has she got the same surname,
Jean? No, she's
got
Clark.
Clark. Is there any or without the E?
She's got Clark.
Ah, okay.
Clark.
No, I understand that. You know the spelling of it. Is it C-L-A-R-K?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
And do you have a telephone number for
Angela? Yeah, it would be, I think so, yeah.
No problem. Could I take Angela's telephone number?
I can't find it. It's on this phone. Yeah. I'll have to get it on the phone. Wait a minute. Could have to find it, sorry. Wait a minute. Sorry. I'll just check.
I'll give her your
landline.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't think I've got her mobile up for her. Maybe I'll get my glasses.
No worries, you can take time.
Angela. Yeah. Right, our home number is 01.
Yep.
88
Yep. 5
Yep.
1 1 1 3 0 Perfect. Okay, that's fine. And if you don't mind me asking that, Jean, what was the reason why you got... Yeah? If you don't mind me asking, Jean, what was the reason why you got placed into care?
Well, my mum had a nervous breakdown, as far as I know. If I can remember, she had a nervous breakdown. That was the reason. Because she wasn't looking after us or something. This is what I got told by my sister, but she's passed away.
Yeah. Okay. And do you know when you was in the care home there, Jean, what kind of abuse did you receive?
It wasn't good. Well, let's put it this way. I remember, thinking back, I remember I had a rash on my neck, you know, like a nervous rash when I was a child, you know, and it never went. And sometimes I get it still, and that's when I was, like, nervous and, you know what I mean, upset. It would come out as a red rash. You know, it was really, at the time, provident on the back of my neck. It would have been a nervous thing. I do remember that. And also, we got slapped with a big thingy. You kind of got hit with a big, like, flat knife. You know, you get smacked with it. It would smack you with it.
Well, that's not good at all, is it?
You
know, shouldn't be doing that to children, really.
I can't remember the reason they would do it. You know, they were just cruel. They weren't very nice, you know, at all to us. No.
We're wearing that a lot, to be fair.
No,
it's not good, is it?
But back in then days, I suppose maybe it was different. I mean, I don't know, you know. Just different days back then.
No.
And
anything else?
I remember my little brother being in there, and he fell out the window, and he smacked his head on the... The other thing is, also, I'm saying my brother now because I got told, when I was in there, when I was in the home, I didn't know I had brothers and sisters in there. I really didn't. I was never told. Or, you know, they never pointed out, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. And there was a lady, I remember because of my mum's, you know, makeup. Have you seen me? A hat and a jacket and a coat, just her clothes.
Yeah.
I used to look at the window upstairs, and I used to see this lady passing. And I used to make out, that was my mum, and she was going to come one day and pick me up, take me home, you know, at the home. I remember
that as well,
you know.
Yeah. Okay. And any other abuse you received at all there, Jean? Think of anything?
I also remember my sister Julia. Sorry?
Yeah. No, go on. Don't carry on, Jean. Carry on.
Yeah, as I say, they were just cruel. They were cruel to us. They were really, you know, they didn't show love, if you think.
Yeah.
They didn't show love. You know, like, they didn't look as if, do you know what I mean? Like, they didn't care. They just didn't have no feelings. You know, they just didn't show it. You know,
just there for the money.
Well, I felt guilty. Why am I here? You know, why am I even here? You know, what am I doing here? You know, should I even be in here? Yeah, you know, do you know what I mean? It's like, well, can I? And also, I remember they had guns. There was the boys, I don't know if it was the boys, but they had guns and they were shooting at us outside. We were playing outside and they were shooting their guns at us. I remember that. And then they rushed out and they took us in, if you see what I mean. You know, like, come on in, quick, come on in, you know.
Yeah. Now, you did say about your witness, your sister Julia.
I mean, I couldn't see who it was that was shooting the guns out the window. And I thought, well, you know, thinking back now, I heard her screaming down, you know, at night time when we were in bed. We heard this kind of screaming way, way down the corridors. But now, when I've grown up, I think because she was darker than us, she was really dark coloured. I think they were trying to scrub her clean white, you know, and I think they had her drowning under the bath. But it's just what I heard, you know, when I was younger. I heard it down the corridor.
Yeah.
I thought, what's happening? What's happening, you know, to that? If I'd have known then it was my sister, I would have tried to go stop them. I would have, honestly.
Yeah.
This is what you're doing, you know?
No, that's understandable. She's off. Just one moment, Okay, so I'll file that down for you, that's fine. Now, Julia, there is two things what we do need from you, okay? So Maureen did the same thing. What we need to do is we need to send you out an email.
And they also make...
You go on. Yeah. So what I'm going to do in a moment there, Joan, I'm going to send you over an email. On the email, there's just a form for you to sign. Now, if you have any trouble with it, are you close to Maureen's house? Because Maureen has done it already, so she might be able, if you do have any trouble with it, she might be able to help you with it.
No, I'm not. All she lives the way up Melgan, you see.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's not a problem. Have you signed things on your mobile phone before, Jean?
Sorry?
Have you signed a document on your mobile phone before? Have you ever used it to sign a document?
Not a document, no.
No document. So in a moment, Jean, you're going to receive an email from us. Okay. Now, with the email, all you need to do is open the email or the text message. It'll come through both, the text and the email. Open it and you'll see a box here to sign. You just need to give it a quick sign for us. Now, Jean, what we also need from you is proof of ID, so a picture of a driving licence, passport, whichever you've got, and then just a letter. Now, it's quite easy to do that bit, to be fair, because what we'll do you use WhatsApp Messenger on your mobile phone?
I've got a bus pass.
Yeah, no, that's fine, we can accept a bus pass, not a problem, Jean. So,
yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So, just one moment, let's get your name on there, Jean. Spare me 2 seconds. Just one moment. Okay. Okay. So, Jean, if you look at your mobile now, you should have received a text message from ourselves.
Right, just a minute, 2 minutes.
No problem, take your time.
Right, it's, is it Zohomv?
Zoho, that's the one. So if you open that up for me, click start to sign.
Right, I've got it here.
No problem.
Right, open it, yeah. Then what do I do?
So there should be a box that says allow or submit at the bottom.
Wait a minute, I haven't opened it yet, wait a minute.
No worries.
Proceed to document.
That's the one.
Right. So is that all written out there then, is it? There, is it?
That's it. It's all written out. What it pertains to, basically, Jean, is that the claim's going to be done on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you don't get any money back, it doesn't cost you a penny. Only on a successful claim, Jean, the solicitors take 25%. Right. But the good news is, Jean, the average payout for this type of thing is around £40,000. So a lot of money involved. Okay. So that's all it pertains to, Jean. So if you could just click...
Really?
Next or allow at the bottom, maybe?
Yeah,
that's it. Quite a lot of money.
So would it be electric, register to sign there at the bottom, innit? There.
That's
just
the one.
Just as I confirm that I have read the understood, you know, like that there then, would it be?
That's it, my love. Click that one for me.
So I
should
it
take
then.
You to a box. Yeah, click, there's a little box
sign,
there. You can
open
it
up and sign it then.
Yeah. Click the box for me, Jean, and there'll be 3 signatures there that you can just click. It'll be like an already written
agreed. Wait a minute, 2 minutes. I'm trying to see where I'm signing. I can't see it where I'm... It's all going through again. Oh, and the thing is going up again, all the stuff that you've written out.
Yeah.
No, I can't get that. No, it's not coming up. I can't see it. Oh, that little box. No, it can't be that one, is it?
Yeah, it should be.
I'm not very good at this,
box.
Honestly. I'm not very good. Honestly, I'm not.
Don't worry, Jean.
Can I
don't worry, my love.
I'm making a mistake.
Oh, no, don't worry. So there should be a little box there for you. A little box. If you click that box,
I can't look
should...
for the box. I can't see. I can't. Oh, yeah. There is it. I'll tell you what. Idea where it says 5 or something on it, is it?
Says what, sorry, Jean?
Oh, I signature. Would it be that one then?
That'll be the one, Jean. So if you click that,
it's got signature 3 times and then full name and signature.
Yes. That's it. So click one of those signatures. Everyone you want to use, there should be 3 there for you.
Sorry, it's just a little writing. I'll tell you, it's a little writing. That's what it is.
No, that's it. It's too small, isn't it?
I'm trying. It's not coming up, though. No,
yeah, so when you click
up.
The signature box, when you click the signature, yeah, it should give you
the
signature.
Oh, yeah, I think I
just
see
just click
it.
Any, click any
Jean
of the signatures. Yeah. So click any of those.
Oh, you mean, eh?
So click any of those.
Oh, there. Oh, I see where you're at.
Yeah, it's like a template.
Let's see which one to do, actually.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, I've clicked Jean G. Morley. Click that one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that one.
No problem.
Right, remember that. I'll acknowledge signature. I'm thinking that's wrong. The other birth information will be... So do I send it to you now?
Just to click, see, once you've done it, you can click
OK on it, yeah?
Yeah, click OK for me. You don't have to send it, so it should come straight back to us. Once you've done that, let's have a look.
Yeah, I've got it. Sorry?
Has it popped up saying thanks for your play?
Well, it says OK. No, I haven't put OK yet, though.
OK, yeah, so click OK for me, Jean.
I haven't put OK. Will I put OK to you, yeah? Will I put OK to
yeah.
that
mod? Yeah, you've done it now, Jean. That's come back to us. That's great. That's done for you. Now, Jean, all we need now is a picture of your bus.
Did you get
pass,
it?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we've got that. That's come back to us, Jean. So
right.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a message on WhatsApp, okay? All I need
you
to do, Jean,
now?
Is take... Yeah?
I'll have to get out first.
Oh, that's fine.
It's what? Sorry?
No, that's fine. Take your time, Jean.
Do you want the picture? Do you want me to get the bus pass then?
That's it, if you can, genius.
Too much. Don't laugh at the picture.
Don't
laugh at the
picture. Don't worry, I won't laugh, don't worry.
I hate it. I don't like my picture light. It's horrible.
Was it not a good day for you?
Right.
So if you open WhatsApp Messenger on your phone,
it really isn't like not with my picture. No, I hate doing this. Right. Sorry.
No,
I'll take it out of here. Wait a minute.
Problem.
Wait a minute. I have to get it out of my thing. Like, got it out of this. On your damn thing. Oh, no, I'll just leave it in there. It's not coming out. I'll just leave it in now.
Yeah, no, as long as we can see it, it's not a problem, Jean. So,
right, what do you want me to do with it then?
Yeah, so if you open WhatsApp Messenger on your mobile.
Yeah, I have got it. I can't get it out of that thing, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no
so
worries.
Got,
you should see a message.
Right, wait a minute. Sorry? Have I switched off? Right, I've got it, yeah. Hi, Jean, please send me over. Yeah, see it there. I've got your message,
that's
yeah.
That's it. Perfect. If you put the camera button in the corner, Jean, it should allow
you
to take a picture.
How do you put the photograph on then?
Yeah, so you see the camera in the bottom right corner?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Click that for me, Jean, and then just simply take a picture of it.
Camera. Yeah, I've got it on. I have got it on, but I don't have to do it.
Perfect. Yes, just take the picture once you've got it on.
Photograph, innit? It's just my phone's a bit awkward here. Wait a minute. I'll have to get my phone.
That's any time. No problem, Jean.
Two minutes. Oh, crikey, you know it's gone off again. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry about this. I don't know how to do this again now.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to have to do it again. Sorry, I just haven't got that proper.
Don't worry about it.
Right, so where is it again, Leah? No?
It'll be on WhatsApp.
2 minutes.
No problem.
I've got all sorts of Aussie. Right, yeah. Wait a minute, I've got it now. Right, wait a minute. I'm trying to set my phone up, actually.
You sent me a lovely Christmas Day table there.
I'm trying to get this up proper.
Yeah. Your table looks good though on Christmas
Day.
Yeah,
see that, but I'm not doing that. I'm trying to put this on properly. I don't know how to do it, I'm sure. Wait a minute. Thanks. Right, did you get that?
So I've got a picture of you. Yeah. That's come through. Let's have a look at Jean. One moment, my love.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I've got it, Jean. That should be okay. Jean, can you just put the ID? Can you just put it like on the table and take a picture of it bird's eye for me?
Right, so that...
You know, sit it down on the table. It's just because it's backwards, you see. We can't make it out.
ID,
put it on the table.
Wait a minute. I did put it down. Yeah. That wasn't my table. That wasn't my table. Wait a minute, I'm trying to see where I can put it on properly.
No problem. Yeah.
Might go on there, actually. Might go on that one. Might. I'll try this again.
No problem.
I don't know if you can see it there. Right, see if you can see that better.
Let's have a look. So that one should be okay there, Jean. Now, last thing we need from you, Jean, would just be a picture of a letter. So any letter you have, as long
is that
as it's
okay,
taken
that
in the last 3 months. It should be okay. Let me just have a look. Bear with me 2 moments.
The letter, what do you mean? Yeah.
A letter, just any letter, any bill, or any letter you've got in the last 3 months, Jean.
Try to think, actually. They don't really do. They don't really do much letters. I wonder if my electric... I'm trying to think if I've got electric thing in. You know, from electric.
Yeah, just any letter that's come through your door in the last 3 months will be fine.
I get a thing from Revelations, you know, from my thing I've got.
No, that'll be fine. So just set it down on the table for me and just take a picture of it.
So would I just send it like that then, I wonder?
Yeah, just put it on the table and take a picture of it.
Okay. It's a bit dark. I'll maybe get the light on after this.
No worries.
Yeah. That's not coming off for some reason. Oh, turn it around maybe.
Okay, so you know the actual letter, Jim. We need to see the actual letter. You know, the actual piece of paper.
Did you get that one?
Yeah, we need to see the actual letter. You know, all four corners of the actual...
Oh, the letter.
Take out the envelope. The actual letter. That's it. But make sure, Jean, if you can, all four corners of the letter are in the picture. Okay.
Wait a minute. The midshape's there.
And I've just asked the manager as well about your ID, Jean. You'll need to do the same thing with that. So you'll need to put the ID on the table and take a picture of it that way as well. So sit the letter
okay,
down, take a picture of all four
okay.
cards in it. Yeah, no, take your time, no problem, Jay.
Right. This cam, I don't know, it's probably me. Right, wait a minute. See if that's better. Oh, I'm trying to shift things from around the table.
Don't worry, Jean.
Oh, wait a minute. I haven't opened it. I forgot to open it, actually.
Yeah, we just need a letter, so...
If I can get it properly.
When you're taking the picture, just make sure all four corners are in the picture.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the table.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I see what you're at. Yeah. Right. Oh. A minute. See if that's okay.
Yes, Abel, it looks all right, that, Jean. Yeah, that's perfect, Jean. Now, you can do the same thing with your bus pass. Just put a test down the table like that.
Okay.
Make sure all four corners are there.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
That's it. So just do the same with your bus pass now, Jean.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, I didn't mean that one. I never turned my camera around. That's what it was.
Don't worry about it.
I can't get my camera back on. Come on. Oh, flip. Right, wait a minute. Let's try. Right.
That's fine, that one, Jean, that's perfect. So we can see your name now, so that's great. So, Jean, I'm going to get this packaged up now, okay? I'm going to get this sent over for review.
Right.
Now, like I said, because obviously of your age, this is going to get sorted a lot quicker for you. So it should be a matter of, say, 7 or 8 weeks, maybe. Now, Jean, if you do need us in the meantime, you can always give us a call on this number. Do you speak to Julia at all?
Uh-huh.
You do. Because I'm going to be speaking to Julia as well today if I can get hold of her. So if you do speak to her, just let her know.
Really. No, not really. No, not really.
You don't.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not a problem then, Jean. No problem. I can get hold of her anyway. That's everything done for you, Jean.
You mean, yeah?
Just to let her know we're going to give her a call.
Yeah, just
let her know we're going to give her a call because... Like I say, we've dealt with Maureen's, we've now dealt with yours as well. All that's left now is to deal with.
I was going to say, she speaks to Maureen more than she speaks to me.
She speaks
to Maureen, her and Maureen speak more. You know, my sister Maureen,
okay.
She speaks more to Julia.
No, that's fine, but we'll get Maureen to her, it's not a problem, Maggie. Okay, but that's everything we need you for today, Jean. So that's everything done for you, finally. So we've sorted out for you. Now, Jean, like I say, as soon as we've got an update for you, we'll let you know. But you're in good hands.
Right.
We're going to ensure this gets sorted out
thank
for
you,
okay?
Okay.
No problem. If you need me at all, Jean, just give me a call, okay?
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Jean. Have a lovely day, and thank you very much for your time today, my love.
Or maybe write you down, that's you put it in my book so I know your number, you know?
Yeah, no goals
thank
for
you,
that's not a problem.
Okay, thank you, thanks.
Okay, my love.
Bye.
Have a lovely day, Jean. Thank you for your time. Cheers, love.